It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right. Thank you for hanging out. You are listening to Davin's Den. Now we'll do some scamming scammers, a little longer form. Not clean. I don't know how this dirty this one gets, but it's not clean, so we can say all the naughty words.
Dirty.
Dirty little scammer. And we could go back to the classic scamming scammers music.
Oh, boy.
What, no? I mean, I can do the short one. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
Short one.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
You don't want the you don't want classic scamming scammers with overtones?
Oh man.
All right, I'll do the new one that I had a half ass. Actually, I didn't have to half ass. Just Joe and I were having all sorts of tech issues. So, this is what we got. Oops. Anyway. All right. Here we go. So this is Milan Perda, P-R-D-A, and this takes place. She reaches out to me on June 7th of 2021. I will show you, Pip, what she looks like.
Oh, she
looks Indian.
Let me see. Wait. I gotta see closer.
Yeah, that's right, Pip. Well, stop the show so Squinty can have a look.
Yeah. She has got gigundous lips.
Well, the better to...
Yeah, I know, but they just look ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I noticed, Pip.
Well, I mean, you can't see her body.
You were really criticizing a real person, you know.
Well, is she a real person?
She's a real person. I don't know what her real name is.
Sorry, those are not real lips, though.
You know what?
They're not real lips on that real person.
You know what? If they're wrapped around my freshly shorn schmeckle, I'm not complaining. Okay.
I know. They look like those pillowy pud suckers. But
pillowy pud suckers.
But they are not real, and that bothers me.
Don't worry. This is my pud. I got extends.
It's not real.
I got extends. All right. So here we are, June 7th, 2021. We are still in the throes of COVID, but not nearly as bad as our other stories have been with the COVID.
Yeah.
She goes, hi, thanks for following me. She must have followed me, and I guess I thought maybe she was real, and I followed her back.
Mm-hmm.
I go,
sucker.
Oh. I was those pillowy pud suckers. They lured me in. She goes, hello. I mean, I go, hello. She goes, how are you doing tonight? I go, I'm good, thank you. How are you? She goes, I'm pretty good, too. So she said, I am pretty good too. All
right. Okay.
Huh. This is not. Yeah, this is not African-y.
No.
She goes, I am pretty good too. Nice to meet you on here. Would you mind if we get to know each other better on here? All right.
Yeah.
I go, nice to meet you
Why
too.
Not? For a goof.
Fuck no. I'm looking to meet pillowy butt suckers. I go, nice to meet you too. Sure, I am always interested in meeting new people. She goes, okay, sounds great. So where do you currently live? I go, I live in New York. Where do you live? She goes, am in Kinzers, Pennsylvania.
Blew it.
So close.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm thinking she might not be who she claims to be.
Maybe not. Baby red flag.
I go, Amish country. Are you Amish? Now, obviously she couldn't be.
Yeah.
Unless she was on Humdinger. What's that called? Rumpelstiltskin?
What? Rumspringer.
A Rumspringer? Yeah, I knew it was something.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Well, yeah. I knew I was talking about something I didn't know anything about.
Yeah, that's when the Amish go bowling.
Yeah, really right, but that's time. What it is. Yeah.
Rumpelstiltskin.
What was it? Rumpelspringer? Jerry Spring?
Rumspringer.
All right. So what? I said Rumpelstiltskin and Humdinger. I wasn't that far off.
They Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah. I said Humdinger. I wasn't that far off. Stop criticizing. I go, Amish country, are you Amish? She goes, nope, am not Amish. It wasn't just a typo. I go, what do you do for a living? She goes, wake at farm.
Ah, really not Amish.
What, Joe?
She waits at farm?
Yes, W-A-K-E, she wake at farm.
Oh, bro. What, are you burying the chicken?
Yeah,
She goes, how about yourself? I go, comedian. What type of work on the farm? She goes, we plant apple. One. All day we toil, we plant one apple.
We plant apple. Me, comedian. Me, make joke.
Me, plant apple.
I go, cool. Do you cook a lot with apples? She goes, nope, you. I go, I make a pretty good apple pie. She goes, okay, nice. Ain't you married?
Ain't you married? Sweet.
Why do they have to pick up, like, the worst slang?
Ain't you married? I don't know, but because you can make an apple pie, that means you're not... There's not some woman around should be making that pie for you.
Right?
Like, what? Sounds like when you're drunk, okay? You drink, ain't you married? Excuse me.
It does sound like a drunk talking to you.
I go, nope, are you? She goes, nope, I'm single. Never been married with no kids. I go, do you want to be married in the future? Sure, am. All right, this is clearly African here.
Yeah, really.
She hit it big with one successful pronoun and then abandoned ship.
I think maybe this was like my big shot. I'm going to start with the right letter and then go, it's down.
It's done.
I'm done. Exhausted.
She's a one-hit wonder. She goes, sure, I'm really looking forward that to happen real soon. I go, do you have a boyfriend? Nope, I'm single. Been single getting to 1 year now. I go, are you enjoying the single life? She goes, nope, I'm even tired of being lonely. The English is getting progressively worse.
They put all their effort into the first couple.
It's progressively worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. First couple sentences were exhausting.
In her defense, it's very tiring to plant that apple. So who can focus on proper English? She goes, I really want to meet someone and give a try and see where things goes.
Things goes?
Anything goes.
In the proper language if you're going to fool somebody.
I know.
Joe's going to teach scammer English.
Could you show some fucking effort?
You know, now he's grading the scammer.
No, he sounds like me.
Yeah.
I've never heard this from Joe before. Joe's finally had enough of their lack of effort. This is like when I rip into them for being bad at their job. Joe's had enough.
This is when you rip into anybody. Do better.
Cardiologist. Anyway. I feel fine.
He did great.
I loaded two toilets.
Kept you alive.
Yeah, well, look what that did. Anyway, I go, that sounds reasonable. Maybe you need to leave the farm and try a different place. She goes, I don't know. I go, I'm sure you've just not found the right guy. She goes, yes, just don't like the Amish people. I laugh. I go, why is that? She goes, I really don't know why. Okay.
Do you know what Amish people are?
I laugh. I go, well, there are a lot where you live, lady. She goes, yes. I go, you don't like beers and apple butter, LOL? She goes, I enjoyed it sometime.
That's hysterical, apple butter. Oh, God, they love selling that stuff.
And they're damn good at it.
Can't sell enough of apple butter.
Well, they have to get ready for Rumpelstiltskin. Listen, I'm sure I'm offending the Amish, but they're not listening.
No, they're not.
I go, what do you like to do for fun? She goes, I like playing volleyballs and swimming. Now, to remember, kids, let's recalibrate here. She works at Plant Apple, but she likes playing volleyballs. You know, those plurals.
But what's interesting is she likes swimming and playing volleyball. Isn't that freaking water polo?
No.
No.
Those are two different sports, John.
She doesn't like swimming and playing volleyballs. She just likes playing volleyballs. Yeah. I'm planting apple.
She goes, how about you? I go, I like volleyball too. She goes, nice. I go, maybe we could play sometime. She goes, oh yeah.
Would you like to play with my volleyballs?
I go, do you like beach volleyball or in a gym? And I quote, yes, I do.
I love it when you give them a choice and they say yes.
I go, which do you like better? She goes, beach volleyball. I go, cool. Well, maybe if we get to know each other, we'll meet up and play at the beach. She goes, oh, okay, that's cool. Do you have a picture that I can see? I go, my profile picture should be visible. She goes, what if you send me one? You still here? I go, if you're really cool, I will. And then for some reason, I give her a dancing Kermit the Frog thing. I don't know why I did that.
She probably doesn't even know what that means.
No, I don't even know what it means, and I did it. She goes, sure. I go, will you send me a picture? She goes, yes, I will after I see you. I laugh. I go, I have to go first? She goes, yes. And then she does send me a photo, which I can't see anymore. But apparently it was good because I said, wow.
Well, why would it? Sorry, technical question. Why would it disappear?
It's an Instagram thing. Like, you could put it like on a timer.
Oh.
I go, wow. And she goes, and I quote, yep.
Wow, that's pretty brazen.
I laugh and I go, pretty, and you know it. She goes, thanks. I go, you're welcome, pretty lady. She goes, can I see you now? I go, I'll send you a picture in the morning. She goes, okay, no problem. And I send her my headshot. I go, here you go. Except I have to have, I have a top to my head, LOL, because the top was cut off.
Yeah.
That's where they put the gray matter.
Top your head off.
Yes. She goes, this ain't a new picture. I want to see a new picture of you at the moment.
She wants a candid so that she can sell it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I go, ah, I see. My camera's broken. I dropped it today. Sad face, as chance would have it.
Oh, you know what? Somebody talking to a scammer whose own camera doesn't work.
Yes.
Go figure.
She goes, okay. I go, when I get it fixed, I will send you a different one. Was the picture you sent me from now? And I go, guess you're gone? She goes, yes, I just took that picture I sent you. I go, wow, I had no idea you were in bed in lingerie. So I guess that's what the picture, she sends me like, you know, that.
Yeah.
She goes, yep. I go, you always look like that at night? She goes, yes. I go, not typical farm clothes, LOL.
I know. She lives on the farm and she goes to bed in lingerie and all.
And she's all alone.
Prettied up. Yeah.
She goes, sometimes with a bikini. I go, really? I bet you fill it out nice. The picture you sent me vanished. She goes, yes, I will send you one tomorrow. I go, how'd you make it vanish? She goes, not my forte. I go, why isn't that your forte? And then she resends it. Now tell me if you're focusing on her lips, dear.
Oh my, wait, what lips?
It looks like two curry heads stuffed in a bra.
It does.
Joe, you're in my Instagram DMs. They're just Tanner and attached to a woman's head, but it's literally the same thing.
All you can focus on are her volleyballs.
Yes, I want to play volleyballs too. I want to play Plant the Apple.
Does she still have lips? I didn't notice.
Thank you.
No, it's really the first thing you have to look at because it's just like, boing.
They're everything I want in a bra.
And boing.
But two of them.
Yeah, my God.
And she sends it. I go, there it is. She goes, okay. I go, what are your plans for tomorrow? She goes, stay home all day. I go, is that good? She goes, nope, I ain't working tomorrow. She goes, do you have to work? I go, I'm off this weekend. She goes, okay. So do you have kids? I go, I do. She doesn't live with me. She goes, oh, okay. I go, does that bother you? She goes, nope, I'm cool with that. I go, okay, that's good to know. Do you want children? She goes, yes, whenever I met the right man. I go, that makes sense. I'm sure you will. You seem nice. Thanks. So how old are you? I go, you're welcome. I go, old enough to know better and young enough to try it anyway. That's a pretty cool sentence.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, I must have been writing this for Pip. He's a little kitty with claws.
Oh, thank you.
Apparently, I felt the need to put something here to entertain Pip.
It's like she's
2 years
love
ago. This. 2 years ago. What would Pip enjoy? Well, she's not going to like Joe's head stuffed in that bra.
Let me put in a kitty emoji so that she's still paying attention.
Yeah, sure. I know how to play with my peoples.
Thank you.
She goes, I'm age of 35. How about you? I go, 45. That's my go-to age now the past several years.
Wait, though. Wait. Back 45? Up for a second. 35. I'm age of 35.
Yeah, what's your problem? What?
Nothing. Okay. Nothing whatsoever.
Good. She goes, okay, cool. I go, not too old to beat your butt in beach volleyball. And then on June 11th, she goes, good morning, Davin. I go, good morning. How are you today? She goes, I'm pretty good. How about yourself? I go, I can't complain. She goes, that's awesome. I go, do you have anything interesting planned for your day? She goes, nope, have nothing planned yet. Just been home all day. I go, Friday night, time to party with the Amish.
Yeah, really?
She goes, nope, I ain't going nowhere. That's another thing I notice with these scammers. They never go anywhere. They're just sitting at home waiting for me.
You really, don't you have a barn to put up or cows to milk or some shit? You're on a farm. Apparently they work all day on a farm. Just lounging around the house. Bullshit.
She goes, nope, ain't going nowhere. I go, maybe the Amish can make a house call. She goes, oh, okay. I could just roll up on you in their horse and buggy.
They do that.
I go, what type of music do you like? And then here we go. I think this might be arts and crafts here. She goes, I enjoy chick flicks, but I also like those movies you have to watch every little thing so you understand the plot and the ending. Movies that make you think. Horror movies usually scare me pretty good, so I don't watch them very often. Action movies about blowing everything up are okay. I also like sitcoms, drama, family, and friends. I enjoy country, R&B, rock and roll, jazz, classic blues, etc. Anything that will just sound good. That doesn't sound like our girl.
This sounds like somebody wrote that to them, and they said, this is a good answer when they asked me about popular culture. Boom.
I hadn't thought about that.
FaceTime.
Yeah, that's why I said arts and crafts. I was with Joe.
Yeah.
I go, what's your favorite movie? She goes, love to watch action movies. How about you? I go, well, it's a little bit dorky, but I like Empire Strikes Back. I ask her what her favorite action movie is. She goes, Prison Break. I go, I think I saw that one. I go, I'm going to watch an action movie tonight, actually. Going to set up my outside theater for my neighbors. Ooh, that sounds good. She goes, oh, okay, sounds pretty nice. Wish I was there tonight. I go, you can come if you like. It would be nice to have you here for sure. Sure, you know what? I'm a good host.
Yep, come on over. It's one state away.
She goes, sure, but I don't have the gas to drive over. Aww.
Didn't somebody want a gas card?
I don't know. I guess planting the apple doesn't pay what it used to.
The apple.
The apple.
Well, you know what? If you're only going to harvest one, make it be the best apple ever.
That's what I say. I go, get the Amish to give you a ride in the horse and buggy. She goes, nope, that ain't the right thing to do. I go, I was kidding. I go, I know you don't like the Amish. She goes, sure. I go, well, I will do the outside theater thing again. You are welcome anytime. She goes, oh, okay. I go, you can bring a friend, too, if that's best for you. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
She goes, okay, I'll let you know whenever I'm ready.
Yeah.
I go, sure thing. It's an open invitation. Just don't be a killer or a crook, LOL.
Oh.
What?
Well, you just threw in the don't be a crook, and yeah, well. We know damn well she is. I mean, oh, sorry.
She's asked for nothing.
Foreshadowing.
Yet. She's asked for nothing.
Yet. Yeah.
She goes, all right. I go, cool, can't have killers dropping by. The party seems to die once they get there. She laughs. She goes, don't forget my picture today. I go, okay, are you going to collect my pictures, LOL? She goes, I really want to see you, that's all. I'm not going to wear lingerie like you. So then I sent her a picture I must have posted at some point, but it's a candid shot.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, it looks like I've seen that before, but yeah. I mean, you can't. That's what you kind of post a lot, that kind of look.
Just a pissed off look, sunglasses.
Were you just talking to Joe?
Yes.
Yeah.
She goes, no problem. Did you just took this picture? I go, yeah. She goes, okay. I go, why? She goes, you look handsome. I go, oh, thank you. She goes, where are you going? You're welcome. I go, just getting some stuff for tonight so my guests enjoy themselves. She goes, okay, sounds nice. You going to Walmart?
Nice.
She goes, no, do you need something from... I go, excuse me, I go, no, do you need something from there? She goes, sure, if only you will get me one. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
This isn't going to be a bag of pretzels.
It could be. I'll get her pretzels.
She's in Pennsylvania. Get her own goddamn pretzels.
Get her own damn pretzels. She goes, sure, if only you will get me one. I go, get you one what? A Google Play card for my call phone. I need some updates.
Damn it!
Aww.
Oh, it was going so well.
I thought I had a shot with pillowy pud suckers.
Well, you do, but not
days,
hers.
How many days have gone by?
It's just a couple.
Ask you for the card.
It's just a couple.
Yeah, because, you know, it's weird. It's interesting, rather, how long it takes. We've had something like the woman that was a stockbroker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Days and days and days and days and days and days. This one, a couple of days. So it's interesting to see how the go about going for the gift card.
Yeah, everybody goes for it a little bit differently, but it always comes down to the plastic.
She goes, a Google Play card for my call phone. I need some updates. What do you think I say?
No.
What do you think I say, Joe?
Probably making her go to work to do something.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. Sounds like something I would do. Yeah. Actually, you're both wrong.
Oh.
I go, aren't you supposed to romance me first?
Call in the moment.
This goes back to Joe, just sick of people not doing their job properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't there some steps before we're here?
Yeah. She goes, "You never said it, but you never said anything about it." I go, "What should I have said?" She goes, we can give a try in a relationship if you really want love. You know I'm seeking for love." I go, "But we just met. How could you know you want a relationship with me?"
Right.
She goes, "That's why I keep talking to you. See where things goes." I go, "We can see where things go, where this goes if you like." She goes, "Sure." I go, "If we like chatting, we can take things to the next level. If not, that's okay too." She goes, "Sure, you're right. Let's keep talking to each other and see where things goes." Oh, all right, maybe I postpone this.
Yeah, well, let's see where things goes.
Let's see where things goes.
Isn't it hard for you to speak in actual normal English after a while when you just keep reading that over and over again? I almost want to, like, just start saying, "I'm happy you said that."
Well, you heard me my performance at the table read. You know the answer.
Yes.
I go, "Cool, I'm not in a rush. You live close enough where we can meet if we want to." Oh, she's in driving distance.
See, that's cool.
Sure. She goes, "Sure, we ain't too far from each other." I go, "Nope." She goes, "Here's my address if you want to look it up. It's 5032 Amish Road."
Oh, for the love of God.
I go, "Okay, sure. Do you live alone?" She goes, "Nope. Live together with my mom and uncle." She goes, "What about you?" I go, "Oh, that's nice. I live alone. I travel a lot." She goes, "Okay, sounds cool. Where do you normally travel to?" I go, "All over the world." I go, "Do you enjoy travel?" She goes, "I live all my life in Pennsylvania." I ask her if she wants to travel. She goes, "Yes, sometime." I ask her where she wants to go. She goes, "I don't know yet till it come to my end." I go, "Oh, well, let me know." She goes, "Would love to travel to Florida Beach." Okay.
Florida Beach.
Florida Beach. I go often. I'd be happy to take you if we become a couple. Aw, I would really enjoy it with you. I go, I'm sure I would enjoy it too. She goes, "Sure." I go, "I think we'd go to Cocoa Beach. I used to play there all the time, every year." She goes, "Wow, that's going to be awesome. Can't wait for that day to come up. You're just going to have to take a transcontinental flight to make that dream come through, fella."
Fella.
I don't know if it's a guy.
Yeah.
I go, "Well, if we like each other, we will have plenty of trips." She goes, "Sure, I would love that a lot. Hopeful we can talk on the call phone sometime." The old call phone.
The call phone.
"Joe, we have a meeting. I'm going to need you to use the call phone."
"You're
going
to have to use the call phone. Like you're going to go up the pole like you're on Green Acres."
Well, you know what? That's
Sarah,
what I was.
Sarah, get me Davin. Get me Davin.
That's what I was thinking of when she was saying, when she was pretending that she sleeps in lingerie. I'm like, is this Green Acres kind of farm?
Yeah.
I go, "Of course we can." She goes, "Sounds nice. Hopeful things goes well between us." Then she sends this picture, Pip.
Whoa.
I don't think she's wearing stuff on top.
I don't think so.
But I don't see. Do I see boobs? No, I don't see boobs. But she does have a seductive look.
Well, and there's like this suggestion of boob meat.
I like the fact that this chick is always half naked when she's talking to me.
You know what? So would any guy that's talking to her.
Sure.
Let's just put it this way. She's not showing boob, but she's showing the part of the area above the boob that when you get a mammogram, they try to shove that in there too.
Okay. Take your word for that.
It's close enough to boob meat.
I go, "You're pretty." "Yes, hopefully." She goes, "Thanks. So, are getting me the Google Play card for my call phone while you're out?"
Oh.
Oh. Damn it.
We're doing so well. You were showing a little bit of boob.
That's why she was showing the boob.
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, kind of like dangling the carrots or the volleyballs or whatever you want to say. And talking about going away with you so you could imagine being on the beach with your babe and what would happen next. And no, we're right to the call phone card.
I go, "I thought we were waiting a bit for the tokens of affection."
Yeah.
She goes, "I know, Davin. My call phone needed an update and ain't going out this day. So if you don't mind getting me one, don't be angry." "Not angry," I say. She goes, "Okay, text me whenever you're back home." I go, "Sure." She goes, "Have a nice day." I go, "You too." Then we go to June 12th. She goes, "Good night and sweet dreams." Later on June 12th, I say, "Good night to you too." And then I say later on, "Good morning, Milan. Hope you have a wonderful day." She goes, "Sure, my day is been pretty good. How about your day?"
Oh, dear God.
Oh, she is so
I mean, yeah.
My blogs laugh at her.
That's saying something.
Listen, it sounds like we're being such grammar Nazis about this, but it's really just so disappointing that they're trying to scam Americans.
Well, they are successful.
And they are successful, but they're pretending to be Americans, and their grammar is so pathetic that it's like you always say, do better. Ugh.
She asked me about my day. I go, so far, so good. Are you working in the orchard? She goes, nope, just come outside. I'm home all day. I go, just going to relax? She goes, I'm done relaxing. Just waking up about a minute ago, sitting outside. I go, that sounds nice. She goes, just don't like to be lonely here. And this is what a girl looks like when she's sitting on the farm, Pip. You want to describe that for the fans?
She's really sitting with a bikini and like a floppy beach hat with her tanned leg, you know, unclothed leg kind of hanging, dangling over a banister. You know, yeah, no, you're farm people work hard. She's not sitting around eating fucking bonbons in a floppy hat. Stop it.
I'm on a farm 3 times a year. They don't do that.
No.
Let me tell you something, Curry. If you had somebody like Milan on this farm, I'd go with you to the family reunion. Instead, there's just a bunch of other right-wing curries.
And a Wonder Dog.
And a very lovely young Asian lady.
Rich for the Wonder Dog, the puppy.
Yes. That's what he is. So I go, well, someone took the picture, so you can't be that lonely.
Nice call.
She goes, my mom. I go, mom, get low. Don't mess up the shot, LOL. I go. I want to show off my smooth legs for the random men on Instagram.
So this was
me telling her. So I'm saying what she would say.
Yes.
Mom, get low. Don't mess up that shot. I want to show off my smooth legs for this random man on Instagram.
Oh my god, how funny!
Random man on Instagram.
Yeah.
She laughs. She goes, "How's your day been?" I go, "Unexciting." And how has your day been? She goes, "Pretty nice. But been lonely. Wish I had someone beside me at my... Wish I had someone beside my at the moment." Okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I go, mom and uncle are boring company? She goes, they can't make love to me. I really needed a man sometimes.
Oh, God, I hope they're not. I hope they're not.
I kind of hope they are. I mean, listen, if mom looks anything like daughter, I'm in. I'm in. Let's go.
Oh.
I say, and I quote, I am sorry you are horny.
No, you're not.
I am not sorry she is horny. She goes, yep, sometime. I go, is that an invitation? She goes, yep, I'm hoping for that? Like a question mark. I go, I had no idea. Wait, hoping for what? She goes, hoping I had someone making love to. I go, anyone or someone in particular? Someone that things goes well between as. I'm hoping she makes love to an English teacher.
Well, she'll pick it up by osmosis. Yes.
I go, well, so far we seem to get along well. I go, are you a very sexual person? She goes, sure. I enjoyed sex a lot. I love to had sex.
Did you?
I love to had sex.
Yeah. But you know what? I love to had sex too.
Please had sex with a dictionary.
I ask her what her favorite position is. Does anybody want to guess what her favorite position is?
Sideways.
That's Joe with a loader.
Diagonal.
You guys should know better. It's doggy, of course.
Of course
it's always doggy.
It's always doggy.
It's always doggy. I go, cool. I go, have you ever done cyber sex? Because Pip wants to know.
Yes.
She goes, never done that before, but I would love to try it. I go, okay.
How about now?
How about now? Zip. I go, okay, maybe we'll get to a place of mutual comfort and try it. She goes, okay, we'll see where it goes. I go, agreed. She goes, do you enjoy making fun on video call?
What? Making fun?
Do I enjoy making fun on video call? I go, you mean do I enjoy video call? She goes, yes. I go, sure, if the person is someone I like, do you? She goes, yes, I do.
Oh.
It's a little different here.
Wait a minute. Wait. Where we just started from, though, is she expecting a pants down video call?
Well, I'm prepared now.
Are you?
I most certainly am.
Right this minute?
I saw the I was at the hospital. They made me ready for this moment.
Yes, you are ready.
Yes. I go, is that something you would like us to do? She goes, yes, sometimes. I go, I'm sure we can do that. She goes, okay, great. I go, I can even drive out to see you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Why would you have to have a video call when you can see each other?
Sure. I mean, she's in driving distance.
Yeah.
I drove further and back for a stunk and a gig.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
She goes, that will be awesome. When do you want to come? I go, when do you want me to come? She goes, I'm free weekends, nights and weekends.
Hmm.
I go, I usually work weekends, but not always. Let's see how this week or several go, and then let's make a plan. She goes, okay. I go, anything in particular you want to do? I know not hang out with Amish. She goes, I thought you was going to get me the card yesterday. What if you borrow me some money to get the card for me because I ain't going to town yet?
So if you drive out there, you're supposed to hand over the plastic before she hands over the goods? Is that how?
I like the way she says, why don't you borrow me some money? Like she's a villain in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Hey, Swami, why don't you borrow me some money so I can get a gift card?
That's what it sounded
Doc,
like.
Coming right up.
Borrow me some money.
And then she sends me this screenshot. Error. Your camera won't start without an iTunes gift card. Because you know what? iTunes
that's
is
hysterical.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, come
now look,
on.
I'm doing this for a goof, and it was a genuine person that's looking for companionship, and they would get that card. Or
yep.
It would be all in.
Absolutely. Yeah, but in what world does iTunes make the camera work?
Right. Exactly.
Make a difference. Have we ever heard of this angle before?
I don't
Never.
Know.
I'll tell you what, though. I do write the songs that make the world go round.
But
and make the ones that make the Amish girls sing. Yeah.
But I the English girls sing?
It's Amish. The... Amish.
Oh.
And I wonder it didn't get a laugh the first time.
Right. I didn't understand.
I thought it was going to get. All right, I threw it. I thought it was going to go. All right, whatever.
What are you going to do? It's a tough room. What were you saying, Pip?
No, it was just... I derailed. Sorry.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
Don't know.
All right. I go, Tom got away from me. When I see you, I'll take care of you. She goes, sure, but my call phone would turn off my camera real soon. I need to make this update first so we can keep in touch. Make video calls, too. I will pay you of when you get here. Sure you will.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you really wanted to talk to this girl, you're like, all right, I'll
get her card. Yeah, she'll pay me back, but I might get something out of the trip.
We've seen what they try to get you hooked. And then make it so that you want to talk more to them.
Yes.
They don't understand. Yeah. I really don't care.
I'm not interested.
I got a real woman in there who I don't have to talk to with an iTunes gift card.
Funny.
I go, don't want your money. I'll take care of you when we grow close. Or if we grow close.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, things going to happen between us because I'm enjoying talking to you already. I go, cool, I think you're nice as well. She goes, thanks. I go, you're welcome. She goes, get me one, please. Don't want my camera off. All right.
All right, pushy.
Yeah. I go, in due time.
Yeah, good.
She goes, okay, so how's your day been? I go, always nice to chat with you. She goes, awesome. Then we go to June 13th. She goes, good afternoon, Davin. I go, good afternoon, Milan. How are you? Then we go to June 14th. She goes, I am pretty good. How about yourself, Davin? She says, just get back from the farm. I go, how was work? She goes, pretty good. How about you? Are you working today? I go, doing some work now, actually. I've had better days, but what doesn't kill us freaking really pisses us off.
Nice.
She goes, sure. What are you doing tonight? What would you mind if we talk better? I go, what do you mean talk better? And then we're on the 15th now. She goes, good morning, Davin. I go, good morning, Milan. She asked me how I'm doing. I say, I'm okay. I ask her how she is. She's pretty good. She said, I am pretty good.
Okay. Mm.
I go, I'm glad. Working in the orchard today? Nope. I'm home all day. My mom have to work there. This girl, she does not do her share.
No, and she does not understand how it works.
No. I go, day off. Going to lay out in the sun? She goes, stay inside. I go, what will you do? She goes, talk to you. Find something for dinner. I go, do you cook? She goes, yes, I'm a good cook. I go, cool. What are your favorite meals to prepare? She goes, pot roast. She goes, do you cook yourself?
Did you cook yourself?
Do you cook yourself?
Only when I lay out in the sun too long.
I go, I don't cook myself. I'm already hot.
Ah, LOL. Nice.
Yes, I enjoy cooking. She goes, awesome. I go, if you come over, I will cook you a nice meal as a welcome. She goes, I'd really love that to happen, Davin. We will cook together. We most certainly will. I go, oh, I like that idea. She goes, yep. So you working today? I go, yes, but I have a varied work schedule. She goes, okay. You got any plans for me today? I go, make sweet passionate love, LOL. She goes, really? How could this happen? I go, well, I was kidding. I did not presume you wish to do that with me. She goes, I miss making love. I'm cool making love to my man. Love is sweet. Aw, oh, Godwin.
Godwin?
God, not Godwin. Godwin.
God. With the emoji. Like, God, when can I make love to my man? Is that what it is?
I guess. I go, you have a hard time finding a man? She goes, yes, and I think I found you now. I go, you think I am the one? How can you tell that? She goes, I don't know, till we meet each other in person. But to be honest, I'm enjoying talking to you, and we're also seeking for the same thing, so we have to see where things goes. All right. If you get past the ridiculous English, it's not bad.
No, it's terrible.
It most certainly is not. I go, that's fair enough, though I do have a concern. She goes, oh, yeah? I go, yep. I go, what are you doing right now? She goes, just lying here waiting for you to text. I go, you are in bed? She goes, yes. I go, nice. Well, I remember the pictures from the last time we spoke and you were in bed. She goes, sure. Can I see a picture of you? I go, right now? She goes, yes. I go, I'm totally naked? No. She goes, want to see your face? I go, I can't this minute. She goes, put on something and take a picture for me. I want to see you. I was kidding about being naked. I need to borrow a camera. She goes, what's wrong with yours? I go, I told you. I dropped my phone and broke it.
Mm.
She goes, so... So she goes, so who took the picture you sent me last? God damn it. She's good with the continuity.
Yes, she is good.
I go, my neighbor when I was outside on the way to the supermarket. I told you, him, I was talking to somebody who wanted to see if I was real, LOL.
Ah.
She goes, okay, ain't you getting a new call phone? I go, I will, just been busy. I go, I don't take many selfies. Usually people just take a picture with me on their phone. She goes, oh, okay. She goes, I go, but you can send me a picture if you would like. She goes, nope, can't send pictures for now because even I told you I get an update to do. I haven't getting the card yet because I have no money left for it.
Aha, uh-huh. So her phone won't work because she didn't get an update.
Right.
And
you don't have to pay for updates either.
No. And she got that ominous note, will not work without iPhone. Hand money over now.
I go, okay, no problem. Maybe when I come and get you to hang out, I will take you to get your card. She sends me the error again. She goes, still need an update. Aw, what if you get me one before you come down here? Because I really enjoy taking new pictures. I don't have no money left for my card, and I wish you could help me.
I have no money. She's just a blues song.
I go, maybe I'll come see you tomorrow.
Okay. Interesting.
She goes, I'm going to work tomorrow. What if this weekend? I have work, but let's see if I can move some things around. We can revisit later in the week. She goes, I'm home all weekdays, so let's make our plans on weekend. I really can't wait to see you. I go, well, I work weekends, but you seem nice, so I will see what I can do. If I can make it happen, what would you like to do this weekend? She goes, go in for lunch, talk better, and find some place for as. I think she meant us, or as.
Find some place for ass.
Find some place for ass. I said, Joe's not coming. Oh. Oh. That was uncalled for.
It was.
That was friendly fire from an unfriendly source.
Joe, you going to take that?
No.
Just no.
I go, that sounds very chill. I like it. I go, is there a place you want to go for lunch? She goes, yes. We'll plan about going there when you're here. Oh, that sounds like a plan. She goes, sure, I really want to meet you in person. Are you going to drive here? I go, yes. I'll pick you up wherever you would like. You are several hours away, so I will plan accordingly. She goes, okay, you're picking me up at my house? I go, sure. If that's what you would like, I'll be happy to. She goes, sure. I go, then it's a date. Well, actually, is it a date? She goes, I would love it. I go, very good. Then it's a date. I look forward to getting to know you better. She goes, sure, same here, Davin. She goes, but Davin... trying to get me the card today because I can't do anything just to text.
Oh, God.
I go, Milan, I'm not sure I can do it today. Just hold on until we meet up and I will treat you right. I promise.
It's like, go get it now. Know when we meet. Oh, can't you get it now?
They always need the card because they can't get into an accent. But when you reach out to them, they're always there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the other thing is that it's she's really, really playing a short game here because she's just saying, you know, you're planning to meet up this weekend. So what happens when she's not there? So it's this weekend or bust.
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid.
She goes, you don't know how I want this card. I go, I know you want it bad.
Oh, God.
She goes, we get a lot of things to do when you're here. I go, okay, what do you want us to do? She goes, why don't you get me one, please? I know we're meeting up. This is going to be a lot because it's been a long time, never been with a man. I go, what do you want to do? She goes, I don't know yet till we meet in person. We're going to spend the night together, right? She is really trying to lure me in with the punani.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
I go, we can if we both want to. What hotel should I book a reservation for?
Yeah, really. You need some place to put your ass or yeah. whatever it was she said before.
She goes, yes, we're going to spend the night together because I really want to get to know you better. You're going to leave the next day when you come down here. All right, here we go.
Mm.
I go, sure. Do you want me to book a room for each of us or do you want to share one? She goes, let's share it together if that's cool with you.
That's, if this was real, that's, this is crazy.
For me to ask such a ridiculous question. Of course we're sharing a room.
No, it's
crazy. Oh, not that.
No, it's so crazy and dangerous. You talk to some guy, you know, a couple times and you're like, yeah, come out and meet me and we're going to stay in a hotel room. You don't. If this was a real woman, you don't know this
person
at all.
Excuse me.
I am sorry.
She's got two curry heads stuffed in that bra that shows she's a real woman. How dare you?
Look, the pillowy pud suckers were fake. I don't know what else is going on in there. I don't know what kind of saline or inflatables she's got going on.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
I love her for who she is.
But if it, but if this was a real person, be like, okay, I just met you. I'm lonely and horny. Come meet me and get us a hotel room.
Yes! Yes!
You
yes!
are
yes.
an axe murderer.
No!
Yes, she's, you are.
She knows what my interests are.
No, she knows your interests are screwing and axe murdering. This is what could be happening. And this is insane.
Yeah, but there's a gift card in it for her, so.
Oh, my God. Right before she dies. She can make one last phone call with that gift card.
Sure.
Stupid.
I go, sure, that'll be nice. She goes, yes, let's make it happen. Hopefully I'm going to see you again after you come down here to see me. I go, sure, I wasn't really looking for love or anything, but you seem cool. Just don't be a rapist, murderer, or scammer, LOL.
Really?
She goes, nope, and being honest with you, just that I really need my call phone back on. That's why I keep asking you to get me a card.
And being honest with you.
I go, Milan, if we wind up being a couple, you won't want for anything. She goes, I can't video call or send pictures no more, and am not enjoying my call phone. I go, I get it, but we're only a few days away. She goes, let's see if I get family and friends that we make video call, so I'm not enjoying my phone. I go, maybe they can lend you the money.
There you go. If they want to hear from you so damn bad, let them send you some bucks.
She goes, yes, trust me, I'll never be here wanting to scam anyone. Well, all they do is video call. They won't text. Davin, I'm being honest, so please get me one, okay? Joe, what do you think? Joe?
What?
Did we disturb you?
Yeah. What was it?
It was just, he just said, do you think she's being honest?
Yeah.
Oh, you do think she's being honest?
She says she's not a scammer.
No, she's lying.
Okay, so I think that she is legitimate and she just has a really poor family and you should feel sorry for her and send her lots of money.
Yeah.
Do that.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
I go, maybe you want to rape or maybe you want to rape or murder, LOL. She goes, nope. I go, that's what a rapist or murderer would say. It is.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, from the woman's point of view, it's insane to invite this stranger out and just like, come over and park me. You don't know who he is. But then again, you legitimately, if you were thinking, if you were just going for real, oh my God, she is so hot for it. I'm driving out wherever I have to get at this.
I most certainly am.
I mean, and they're driving into, I mean, is there a bunch of guys that are going to be in that hotel room and beat the crap out of you?
Maybe we're all going to take turns.
Huh. Okay. I'm in. A road trip.
She goes, this doesn't cost much. Oh, no. I go, yep, a murderer never says I am going to murder you before they murder you.
No, they normally do not announce it.
She goes, you're right. I go, so you could be luring me into your trap.
Right.
She goes, oh, no. I go, oh, no, indeed. She goes, I'm being honest with you, Davin. I just can't do anything without my call phone. That's why I keep talking about the card. I go, when I look into your eyes, I will know. She goes, well, let's forget about it. I go, forget about meeting? She goes, oh, no, I want to meet you. I go, okay, good. I meant, if you won't get me one, let's forget. I go, Milan, I always take care of my girlfriend. If we become a couple, you will be taken well taken care of.
Okay. So does she think that this is just going to be like her meal ticket? I think that it's... That's all like nonsense talk because it's all hinging on one weekend. And when the weekend deadline comes up, how are you supposed to like, this is bad planning as a scammer. How are you supposed to dig yourself out of this when the sex didn't happen?
She's not looking for a long game.
No.
She goes, I know taking care of me ain't a problem because I work hard so I can take care of my needs. Can you?
Mm-hmm.
But this month ain't good for me. That's why I have no money left on me. I go, you don't need to explain yourself. She goes, well, okay. I go, let's just see what this weekend brings. You may decide you don't want to see me again, or you may fall badly in love with me. She goes, I still want to meet you in person. I go, I want to meet you too. She goes, okay, let's see what happened. I go, I know what will happen. She goes, yes, we're going to meet up for sure. I go, yes, I will take you to see all the Amish people. She goes, ha, ha, ha. I laugh.
That's going
to
be a treat.
Yes. I go, we will have fun. Looking forward to spending time with you, Milan. She goes, yes, can't wait for that day. I'm wishing for that for sure. I go, just be your lovely self and we'll let it flow. She goes, yes. She goes, listening to a song. I go, listening to a song saying, let's get naughty, naughty, down and dirty, LOL. She goes, awesome. I go, is it? LOL, it's from a band called Danger Danger. And then I sent her the video. I like that song. I go, okay, I will get, she goes, okay, I will get download later when I get myself a card. Hold on, let me use the bathroom. I go, you don't have to DL it. Just click on the video. Okay, talk to you later. And that's, let's see. Yeah, we'll end it there. Yeah, we'll end it there.
Well, you know, anything that you say at this point is like, oh, that would be great. I would love to do that if I had a card. You know, I would love to be able to talk to you if I had that card.
Right.
You know,
she's very focused.
Yeah, very on just the one thing and the short term goal. You know, well, I mean, obviously she's not a really good one. I mean, from the language and everything. So it's like maybe she has to focus on keeping it short term goals because she could not possibly continue and make an actual relationship out of it. She's not capable. This is a bad one.
Well, I mean, she's definitely trying to play up the sex angle.
Oh, God, yeah. But they didn't look like the same girls.
Oh, I thought they were.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't look that closely.
I
was just looking at the girls.
I would have to look at them more closely to see if it looked like the same face. I wasn't really sure.
She had a face?
Well, in the first face, she was wearing a lot of makeup. But, then the second one, you were holding it farther away. All I could see was Joe's heads. And the third one, I was just looking to see, like, yeah, she looked like she was in bed, but she was obviously, where it seemed like she wasn't wearing any makeup, I couldn't tell if it was the same face.
Yeah, well.
So it's like, I don't know if she's even that good with the picture game.
No. What do you think, Joe?
I think that she's really going head-to-head to get the gift card. She cut right through the chase. and she's, like I said before, she says that she really needs the gift card, but she's still out there. If she didn't have a gift card, she wouldn't have the internet. So it's amazing, and they all do it. It's like, oh, well, I might not have internet, but they're there time and time again.
Yeah, like whenever you call and say hello. But it bothers me the way that you're like, you start a conversation, you're like, hi, how was your day? Oh, it was good. How about you? Good. And then next day, hi, how was your day? Like,
yeah, but that happens a lot with them.
Yeah, I know, but who, like, real conversations don't go like that.
I wish they would.
Just like, in, out, done. Yeah. Don't have to continue.
This show could be a 30-second show.
You know, I could not make it. I would have to stretch it out a little.
We would just do the intro and then good night. Every show.
Every show.
Every show.
Welcome to Davin's Den. If you like us, tell a friend.
If you like us, good night. Night. All right. So, how long is it? You don't think Milan's going to be going for the distance?
No. She's not even trying for the distance. So, I really don't think that it's possible.
She's kind of interesting, though.
Yeah, you know what? I'm having fun with it because the stupid grammar and also how bad she is at this. Like, she doesn't understand the world that she's tried to create.
No, she's not one of the most riveting characters.
No.
But she's not nasty either, so that's nice. No, and she's not overly stupid.
No, not like completely.
And she has the personality of an anvil.
Really? She's not bringing a lot to the table except just, like, throwing hints that she'll give it away pretty easy.
That's all the hints I care about.
Yeah, really.
I don't know if that's really hints.
No, those were, like, you know, bricks.
Yeah. All right. We would like to thank Sensei Ferdico, Russ, for his continued support. We had a lovely time at his house this past weekend.
So nice.
Yeah, it's always good.
Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Always good to see Russ and his family. Joe, what do you got?
Cool.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. Their Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. The Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Excuse me, Portobello Banquets also hosts a popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Sidespinning Productions owner Davin at Davin's Den. Davin, we got everything coming up soon?
Yeah, in the fall we'll hammer it down, nail it down.
We're looking forward to that. It's a great place, experience, all that Portobello has to offer. 175 MFO Valley Road, Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit the website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve the Portobello. And let me tell you something. They have an outdoor pavilion during the summer, which is absolutely amazing. So come on out and have a great afternoon. Have some wine, a great meal. Beautiful place. That's Portobello, Oakland, New Jersey.
Sidesplitting Productions. You need great comics? We are the place to go. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. Joe, you going to be anywhere this weekend?
Yes, not this weekend. However, I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club tonight. I'm sorry, tonight I'm here. Tomorrow and Thursday with the great Don Jameson. Showtime is going to be at 8 o'clock. Go 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for reservations and info.
What day am I looking for? So I just hissed.
Where the hell are you?
No, yeah, no.
I don't know anymore.
I think you're doing the reach for the regular show in November. I'll be at Hardy Har Har. No, we're doing ours for the regular show. We're in this weekend.
Thursday, July 27th, I will be in Syracuse, New York at the Night Drop, the famous club with the pussy video. I'll be there.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's funny.
Well, it could be.
Wait, what night is that?
Thursday. Why, you want to take a ride?
No, I can't.
Oh.
Got to go to work. Oh, sure. But it was like...
I'm coming back.
Yeah, I know. But, oh, no. I can't go to work. No. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Good stuff tonight. My voice is shot. Two nights of reading.
You know what? It was all that... all the buildup of all the things that were happening to you. And now it's the letdown of like... Ah, okay. I made it. I feel fine.
All right. Thank you guys for hanging out.